Music. From one, it's BBC introducing At Midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him H-I. Lovers, man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside. Just me and my mate. Y'all know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. Make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man?
Yeah.
I spell him H-I-N. That rather than I'm grown. Bentley.
Muddy Waters and Mannish Boy. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. I played that song because he mentions at the front that it's the morning. He says, everything gonna be alright this morning. Oh yeah. Actually, when he says it right at the beginning there, somebody shouts in the background, yes, I know! Which I've always found very amusing. It sounds like somebody with Tourette's. Not that Tourette's is amusing. I'm going to stop digging that hole before it gets any deeper. The reason I chose that tune, because you mentioned the morning, is because it is the morning for me. Pre-recording my programme for you here. It's a Thursday morning. Last Thursday morning, in fact. I'm in my little house in North Manchester, and the reason that I'm doing my show early in the morning like this is because I'm off to Australia with Elbow tomorrow. We're going on a tour. Next week, I'm delighted to tell you that the wonderful Jessica Hoop, Jessica's going to look after you next week. She's going to be doing my programme. Her first time on the British airwaves, at the helm, so to speak. I know that Michelle and Peter will look after her. She'll have my crew to steer her through the choppy waters that can be radio broadcasting. But yeah, Jessica Hoop, her taste in music, her silken Californian tones, and her razor-sharp wit to replace the stuff that I usually do. Anyway, that was Muddy Waters with Mannish Boy. It's very early in the morning for me. I don't know if you could tell. I've got my morning face. I've got my morning voice. Don't you find the world tastes of tea around 9 a.m? And what would we do without tea? We've gone to war over tea, you know. The Opium Wars should be called the Tea Wars, really, because it was all about tea. Before I start talking about war, let's listen to... God, this is a good link. Much better than I was expecting at this hour. War on Drugs. This is a song for Guy recommendation from Jollyon Hedges. That's a good name, isn't it? Jollyon. I hope I've pronounced it correctly. Let me find the E. Here it is. The War on Drugs, Blackwater, from the 2011 album Slave Ambient. This is a very recent song, and I first heard it when I was in a sort of half-asleep haze that can make certain songs so much more pure and potent. And this was one of those songs that, when in that state of mind, you just want never to end. The repetitive guitar chords and the Bob Dylan-esque drone of the vocals combine to end this album beautifully. Also, many thanks for the Low Anthem and Bon Iver songs. Great choices. Jollyon from Exeter. Well, this is a cracking song, Jollyon. Thank you so much for recommending it. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. If you have any recommendations, we don't do requests on the Finest Hour, but any recommendations, play me something I've never heard before, as Jollyon Hedges has done with this tune from War on Drugs. Here's Black Waterfalls. Good morning, good evening, and good night. You sweat and run for Well, I knew I liked War on Drugs. I didn't know I liked them as much as I do now after hearing that. Thank you to Jolly and Hedges. That was Blackwater Falls by War on Drugs. Blackwater Falls or Black Waterfalls. See what they've done? I'll tell you what Andrew Hall's done. He sent me an email. It says, "Dear Guy," I'll keep it short and sweet, "been a huge fan of yours for years, as I have of Clute." He's referring, of course, to I Am Clute, Elbow's sister band, if you like. "Please find attached a photo I took of you and John on stage at Night and Day, December 2004. Apologies for the grainy early mobile phone camera quality. Hope you like it." And then he says, "Anyway," and it literally has got that many A's, "Anyway, I would love to hear you play Black and Blue by John, preferably his early Johnny Dangerously version of off of You, Me and the Alarm Clock. It's a beautiful song that I'm sure many of your listeners haven't had the chance to hear. Kind regards to you, Sir Andy Hall, a fellow proud Mancunian." Andrew, I haven't got the original version of Johnny doing Black and Blue, and in any case, I much prefer this version that they did, which was the B-side for Fingerprints, I believe. "This is my very good friend, John Arnold Harold Bramwell, known when he wrote this song as Johnny Dangerously," which was the moniker he went under for some years, where I'm currently producing John's album, which is why this email caught my eye from Andrew. I'm currently producing I Am Clute's next record, and it's sounding fantastic. I'm really, really pleased with it. But this is a beautiful song that Johnny wrote a good 20 years ago, maybe more than that, in fact. I think it's older than 20 years old. Showing that he had the skills back then. He's one of the best songwriters we have, he really is. I Am Clute's version of John Arnold Bramwell's Black and Blue. Cheers, Andrew.
"Lights are shining all around this world. You'd want them all, but what you want is this girl. So you can stick those rules, they're just second best. They'll give you so much, but you'll end up with less. They'll give you money when what you need is love. And it makes you smile pretending it's all enough. And see the world now, it's bruised black and blue. I'd want it all, but all that I want is you. So give up the chance to be true and all wise up like we knew we'd do. Bruised black and blue. Dream for tomorrow and live for today. and someone somewhere made you throw it away. Spin to the bottom and turn to the top. Lift up your eyes as if you're nearer to God. So get your bicycle and go earn your keep. There'll be 3 million cyclists here by this time next week. And see the world now, it's bruised black and blue. I'd want it all, but all that I want is you. To give up the chance to be true and all wind up like we knew we'd do. Bruised black and blue. Too many words are hard but true, and we'll all wise up like we knew we'd do. Bruised black and blue. Bruised black and blue. Bruised black and blue.
Black and Blue by I Am Clute. Wonderful. Thanks for the recommendation from Andrew Hall.
BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson.
Sign up. 4 hours of your favourite streaming tunes by unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar artists.
Yes,
I'm a big fan of the DIY ethic. The most important thing about this show is that you don't need insider contacts to get played. We've got a public page on the Six Music website where anybody can tell us about their favourite online tunes, their own or anybody else's. Every single suggestion gets listened to, and if we like it, we play it. It's as simple as that. We always give out the artists' homepages on air because we're not only trying to put listeners in touch with new music, but also put musicians in touch with new listeners.
BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Available now at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
I haven't chosen a featured artist this week for this week's Finest Hour, but I have got a featured record. There's an album coming out called 31. It has 31 track marks on the record, but actually only 30 tunes. It's a special collection of Manchester artists, curated and compiled by Hacienda legend Dave Haslam. All profits go directly to the charity CALM, which is a charity that works to combat the high suicide rates among young men in the UK. Disturbingly, the biggest killer of young men under 35 in this country is suicide. 31 has got every Manchester artist you can think of producing music at the moment. I'll read you some of the names. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Elbow, whoever they are, Clute, Everything Everything, Mr. Scruff, Bad Lieutenant, Barry Adamson, Delphic, Jim Noir, The Dirty Column, The Travelling Band, The Whip, Dutch Uncles, it goes on and on and on. And it's a beautiful record. To prove that fact, I'm going to play you one of the tunes. This is Jim Noir. Did you know Jim Noir? That's his stage name, and it's kind of an honorary nod to Jim Noir, who is that's Vic Reeves' real name. There you go. This song's called Spider Glider, and with a name like that, it could only be about one thing, really, couldn't it? Have a listen to the lyrics. It tickles me pink. Jim Noir from the album 31. This is Spider Glider.
My wall, there is a spider. He
Good, eh? If a little wacky. Jim Noir and Spider Glider. Go and have a look at... there's a really good Jim Noir video online. Which song is it from? Is it called A Quiet Man? I think it is. Check out A Quiet Man by Jim Noir on YouTube. It's a very amusing video. Anyway, so Jim Noir appears on the 31 compilation, All Profits to Calm, which is a charity that helps combat the disappointingly high suicide rates among young men in this country. Incidentally, there'll be a number on the Calm website if you are somebody who needs to talk to someone, a completely confidential helpline. You can be anonymous. If you do need to talk to somebody, give them a bell. They're a great bunch. Beth Jeans Orton and the Hooves of Destiny, they're a great bunch as well. They've been helping this wonderful station celebrate its birthday this week. This is a tune called Humble Digs from her album Yours Truly Cellophane Nose, which is a great album title. Here she is, Beth Jeans Orton. I believe she pronounced it Houghton, but I'm going to stick with me Horton. And Humble Digs.
He came over like rolling thunder in a stone, lightly dusting the twisted mountains as they groan. You can't see him, though he always tends to hide from the helping hand that I provide. A freak delight beyond this town, which we've chosen to lay our failing bodies down without season. Seems our leaves are turning brown, and I hope that he'll always be around. Don't afford the lacquered tip of Cupid's sword. Thou shalt not daunt me, though the wounds may still remain. You will not warn me, or pass my sorry heart again. See me moving, hold your ground as I retreat, your memory beneath my feet.
Theatrical, beautiful new music. And you know, warm but theatrical, beautiful new music don't just take care of itself. Oh no. You need good police. Victim was released in 1974 and became Steely Dan's biggest hit. A tale of hopeful youth and unrequited love, its catchy, even singable quality was irresistible to their ever-growing fan base and had the audio assassins forming a queue. First repeat offender and all-round music mangler Hank Marvin once again strapped on his Stratocaster, straightened his specs and embarked on a tremolo-laden torture session that left it fervently wishing he would quitar the guitar. Next king of smooth jazz, Chuck Loeb, slowed it down to a maudlin meander best suited to the dentist's waiting room. Surrounded as it was by insipid flute and synthesized slush, it barely managed a somnambulant stagger to safety. Then the mighty force of the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain sharpened their collective plectrums, tightened their strings and embarked on a frenzied attack in front of a live audience. Thankfully, rescue came in the form of an unlikely segue into Slave to the Rhythm. But when Frank Farian, the aptly named hitman behind Boney M and Milli Vanilli, cut out the middleman, grabbed the microphone himself and reduced this 70s favourite to an overproduced multi-harmony horror story,
it was murder.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off.
Bastards.
Send it off in a letter.
That was mercifully Steely Dan, although Michelle might disagree with me there. And Ricky, don't lose that number. Before that, the criminals that were Farrin and Macaulay getting away with it. Whew. More music faces the justice next week in It Was Minor. This next tune has me hopping around with excitement. You might have noticed there isn't really a theme to this week's show. And that's because there's so much great new music coming out. And the Echo Show is an album by Yeti Lane. Sit back and sink into this. If any of you are fans of Ride or looking in a different direction, like The Orb, imagine if you like both those bands, there's no way you won't like this tune. It's called Analog Wheel. I hope those comparisons don't insult Yeti Lane. I certainly think they're good ones. I'm talking too much. Here it is. Analog Wheel by Yeti Lane. Thank you. told you. Brilliant. Yeti Lane and Analog Wheel in all its 8-minute glory. The album's called The Echo Show, and I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it, and it's full. So next week, as I mentioned, I'm going to be in Australia. I am going to make a programme for you while I'm in Australia. Our Jess is going to cover for me in the meantime. Jessica Hoop is going to be here next week, covering for me, playing your music, and telling her tales. Don't believe everything she says, though. She's from California. Here she is. This is the song that made me listen to her music so intently. It was on a compilation that one of the Watson twins, who made that album with Jenny Lewis a few years ago, sent me. She sent me a compilation of Californian demos, and this song leapt off it. I eventually managed to get Jessica on this programme on the phone, albeit in the bath by the time we managed to contact her. We did an interview, we got along, I asked her to support Elbow in America, we all loved her, so she came on tour with us in Europe, she fell in love with my tour manager, and she moved to Manchester. Our gain and Californians' loss. Here is the song that kick-started one of the friendships I'm most proud of with Jessica Hoop. This is Havoc in Heaven.
Protection that Violet evokes. Fasten your focus on your soul, causes your fruit and flowers on. Bravery burn, swift justice comes. Delivery, white bone demon. Oh, oh, pick up my hat. Fixing the sea, a pair of gold shiny, and if I can pull it free, the cudgel is coming with me. Fasten heave ho, pillar of gold runs through the deepest, darkest stone. Cudgel and turn, weigh one ton, bring on your force, white bone demon.
Gonna have in heaven.
Jessica Hoop and Havoc in Heaven. She's covering for me next week.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
This next tune from the Handsome family is a big favourite of Reuben Potter, who's the eldest son of Craig Potter, who's the keyboardist in Elbow, and my very good friend. A very handsome, smiley chap is our Reuben, very clever too, and apparently he really loves this tune, sings it out the window. I think it's probably the cowboy element to it. It's the Handsome family. Have a listen to this sort of well-wishing the apocalypse kind of lyric. I absolutely love it. It's When the Helicopter Comes. Once again, it's the Handsome family, and it's for Reuben Potter. Handsome family and When the Helicopter Comes. Wonderful tune. That's for Reuben Potter, who's a lovely little man. Good writer as well. He's been writing stories for a couple of years now. Very good. The true mark of a great artist is reinvention, I find. Think about David Bowie. Think about the Beatles. Mark Lanegan has brought out a record that sounds like nothing else he's done before. This tune from his latest record, Blues Funeral, is called Ode to Sad Disco. And if you think of the Mark Lanegan, you think you know, and then I've listened to this tune, and it's brilliant. He does it so convincingly, and I think it's marvellous. The best thing being that I was in a friend's bar the other day, and I heard this, not knowing it was him, and I said, what's this? It's Mark Lanegan's new record. I was like, you're joking. So I'm very, 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 very proud to announce that this is Mark Lanegan, an Ode to Sad Disco.
a tower of stones, sump of the shade. Ride a white horse, the drowned on parade. A diamond-headed serpent climbs the vine. See all the lonely children, is their minds. A mountain of dust burns in
Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Remarkable piece of music was House of Cards by Radiohead. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and if that wasn't my finest hour, this may well be. Chris Whitting's been in touch again. He's a serial Song for Guy recommender. Let me see if I can... I've got to get a better filing system here. I'm going to pull up the file here. Yes, a Song for Guy, if you didn't know, he said, filling in while he finds the email, is a recommendation from you, the listener, try and steer me towards a tune that you think I won't have heard for any reason. Because it's old, because it's obscure, because it was never released in this country, or because you wrote it. You know, I'm not above playing people's stuff just because they've sent it in. But yeah, do keep them coming. I found the email so I can read it to you. Hi, Guy. Was Duke Ellington having a filling done during that recording? I'm not at all sure what you mean there, Chris, but I'll look into it. Might I recommend Elvis Costello's I Felt the Chill Before the Winter Came, or anything off Secret, Profane and Sugarcane? An amazing album with beautiful songs, expertly produced by T-Bone Burnett. Kind regards, Chris Whiting, Newcastle. Is it Whiting or Whiting, Chris? I'm never sure, I do like to get it right. Here is Elvis Costello and I Felt the Chill. Chris, thank you very much for your recommendation. Keep them coming, folks.
Well, there's a difference in the way that you kiss me. There's a sadness in your eyes that you can't hide. Why do you tremble when I hold you? I wonder if you feel the same. I felt the chill before the winter came, but it's easy to say that I won't give in again. I was just tempted for a moment and then some, but it's so easy when you love to lose control. Now look here, if you will, at the faithful man you stole. I felt the chill before the winter came, suffered the guilt, and then accepted the blame. I wanted you before you ever spoke my name, but I knew that we would go wrong, just as they do in all of those tragic songs. But did that melody haunt your mind just like a linger of perfume that in someone else's arms, locked up in another room? Is there a difference in the way that he loves you? Is there still sadness in your eyes you can't deny? Do you tremble and sigh when he holds you just like I do? What were you thinking of to throw away our love? And it's easy to say that you won't give in again. You were just tempted for a moment and a half, but it's so hard when you desire to lose control. I don't know what this feeling is, but it sure seems cold. I felt the chill before the winter came, suffered the pain, and then accepted the shame. By the end of this sad refrain, I felt the cold creeping over my skin, still as the air until the wind rushed in, still in control.
Elvis Costello and I Felt the Chill, as recommended as a song for Guy by Chris Whiting. More SFGs in a little while. I'm very happy to say that while I'm out in Australia, we're being supported on a couple of the dates of the tour by the amazing Bombay Bicycle Club. I nearly lost that in my morning mouth. I have morning mouth. By that, I mean my lips don't have the same elasticity as they normally do when I'm recording the programme, but it is 9 o'clock in the morning for me, pre-recording this show for you. Yeah, so I'll have another go. Bombay Bicycle Club, there we go. This beautiful song, I'm really looking forward to hearing live. I'm looking forward to meeting the chaps as well. And I might even grab an interview with them if they are radio inclined. Here is the wonderful Bombay Bicycle Club, who I'm really hoping can hold the liquor, because there's going to be a bit of that going on next week. This is Rinse Me Down. That song makes me very happy indeed. Bombay Bicycle Club and Rinse Me Down. I'll see you next week if you're listening, lads.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio. It's actually special radio.
This is
Six Music.
If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck? Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Beat time time.
Why was John Peel's system important? He was a listener, a broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening, my name's Tom York, this is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the human show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
This is a new artist called Crybaby. I'm going to have to just do a little bit of adjusting, you know, to read the song title in full. There we are. I cherish this heartbreak more than the love that I love. I cherish this heartbreak more than the love that I love. Okay, by Crybaby. It's out on March the 19th, and it sounds like this.
I cherish the heartbreak more than the love that I loved. I treasure this heartache regardless of the hurt or the cause. Your dreams, not my dreams, they are candy-coated kisses.
Great, isn't it? That's Crybaby, and I cherish this heartbreak more than the love that I love. It's out on March 19th. Another song for Guy recommendation now, this time from Graham Bentley, who's in Edmonton in Canada. I do like an international email. Quite a concise mailer of E is our Graham. This says, Winter Lady by Leonard Cohen. Concise. Perfect. Well, who can argue with you, Graham?
Traveling lady, stay a while until the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover. Well, I live with a child of snow. When I a soldier, and I fought every man for her until the nights grew colder. She used to wear her hair like you, except when she was sleeping. Then on a loom of smoke and gold and breathing. And why are you so quiet now, standing there in the doorway? You chose your journey long before you came upon this highway. Traveling lady, stay a while till the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover.
Proving Graham Bentley from Edmonton in Canada right, that was the concise and perfect Leonard Cohen with Winter Lady. Sarah Lowes is another Manchester artist. I believe she's had two albums out so far. If I'm right, yeah, did she bring one out in 2000? Yeah, she brought one out last year. So she's a young Manchester artist who's also involved with the 31 compilation. This is the album for the charity Calm. Calm is a charity that looks after young men. We've got inordinately high suicide rates amongst men under 35 in this country. And Calm run a line so that blokes can talk to people about their problems in complete confidence. This is the second tune I've played off 31, that album, this week. This is Sarah Lowes, and this beautiful song is called Fear of Landing. Go and have a look at the album. You can buy it online, and you'll be very proud you had it in a few years' time, I'm sure.
Where we isn't it an understanding where we lead. Isn't it clear where we show?
Jazz is a genre of music whose roots seem firmly embedded in the rich loam of sadness and resilience, with stories of poverty, prejudice, tragedy and success against the odds. And then there's Mose Allison. Born in 1927 in Mississippi, he studied piano and trumpet at school, spent 2 years in the army, and then graduated from Louisiana State University with a degree in English and philosophy. He moved to New York, and after serving his apprenticeship as a pianist with the likes of Stan Getz, he formed his own trio, started to write his own material, and began to sing. And that was it. No rags to riches, no deaths or disasters, just a steady stream of jazz and blues with sparkling piano, a voice as smooth as silk, and lyrics with a rapier-sharp wit. Having influenced artists as diverse as The Clash and Van Morrison, at the age of 84 he's still performing, and his sound is just as fresh and engaging as it was when he wrote Parchment Farm way back in 57. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. sitting over here on Pajman Farm.
Courtesy of the wonderful Beckopedia, that was the super, super cool Mose Allison and Parchment Farm. There's a new record coming out called Voice of Ages. This is the Chieftains and Bon Iver, and this gorgeous thing is called Down in the Willow Gardens. Murder warning. It's a folk song, remember, so there's going to be some murder in it. Always of a woman, always for suspected or confirmed infidelity.
Down in
beautiful Down in the Willow Gardens. That was the Chieftains and Bon Iver. That's from the album Voice of Ages, which is out now. another song for Guy recommendation, because there were so many good ones this week. This is this says, "Hello Guy, I hope 2012 is treating you well. Been a long time since I sent an S4G, which is a pretty cool abbreviation of Song for Guy that I've never seen before. Been a long time since I sent in an S4G and was lucky enough for you to play it and pronounce my name perfectly, thank you. Please check out the Bristol band Slow and the title track off their 2008 album Seeds. Simple but effective lyrics that echo my thoughts when contemplating Monday back at work. Keep on doing what you're doing." Well, thank you very much to Sean Visor. I'm only joking, that's Sean Visor. Thank you very much, Sean. Here it is. It's a beautiful song. Thanks for recommending it. Once again, it's Slow and Seeds. Seeds. Thank you very much to Sean Visor for getting in touch with that Song for Guy recommendation. Let's have another one straight away from Greg Breen. He's in Dublin in Ireland, the lucky man. He says, "Hi Guy, when recommending you to a friend, I said you play a mixture of songs I love or songs I'm going to love. I'm wondering though how you feel about early Van Morrison. I haven't heard you play anything of him yet, though I'm sure he's well up your alley, so to speak. The song I'd like to recommend is Streets of Our Clove from Veed and Fleece. For me, this song just stones me. It's that bass line grooving like only a player can when the song is new and breaking. Van himself seems to be trawling up words and images from a deep ledge like the way a tsunami..." This is pretty deep stuff here, Greg. You've considered this. I'm going to go back to the beginning of the sentence. Van himself seems to be trawling up words and images from a deep ledge, like the way a tsunami will beach those weird sea creatures never seen before, yet of course always there. I see Greg is betraying himself here to be something of a songwriter. He knows the groove of a bass player with a breaking song, and that's a very lyrical description of finding words somewhere deep within Van the Man. I had never known I was a fan until I found out until I found myself politely dumped. All my music somehow seemed flat. I could hear, though, a shadow of a song flinting in my ear. I followed it and it led me back to Van, where I shared a room with my older brother and his albums. Thankfully, I'm back again and better than ever, but not without my Van Morrison souvenirs. Thanks, Guy. Thanks, Van. Gregory Breen, you lovely man over there in Dublin in Ireland. Give my love to the Gresham Hotel. Spent many a night in there. I love Dublin very much. And you betray yourself to be a fine man. Let's not just thank Van Morrison, let's thank all of our musicians, eh? Everybody who's provided us with music on the Finest Hour. You're all a bunch of lovely bastards. None more lovely than Greg Breen. Here's Van the Man and Streets of Arklow. Good choice, mate.
Grass didn't grow. of our glory.
Van Morrison and Streets of Arklow for Greg Breen in Dublin there. Did you hear me add the there at the end of that sentence? It's the sort of like plastic Irishman in me sort of popping to the surface because I mentioned Dublin. Greg Breen over in Dublin there. This next tune from Tricky is beautiful. It features the voice of the wonderful Martina Topley Bird and it's called Makes Me Wanna Die.
She makes me wanna die and follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows and says if I change my stride and then I'll fly. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride. And then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. Walking on the moon. And how could you dare? And who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small piece, an ism. No more, no. Try to learn the universe. Can't even converse in universe. You know it's ironic. Smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride. And then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. And follow where Mary goes. And cherish the things she knows. It's as if I change my stride. And then I'll fly. And change my stride. Then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me. A small piece, a ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the universe and can't even converse in universe. You know.
Tricky and Makes Me Wanna Die. Isn't that beautiful?
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10.
Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From one, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, will they? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something that sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music.
BBC 6 Music.
Mantra Luna.
I can't go to Australia without thinking about the first time I went to Australia, just before which I was turned on to a band that are huge in Australia. The Augie March won the equivalent of the Mercury Award some years ago, but you don't hear about them over here. Augie March is a character from a Saul Bellow book, I believe. I'll double check that for you. Anyway, this beautiful piece of music is called The Drowning Dream. It features some fierce and dark and beautiful imagery, and it's a really great experimental piece of music. Drift off to this, folks. It's amazing. Augie March and The Drowning Dream.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Remember, Jessica Hoop is looking after the programme next week, but make sure you tune in because she's a very entertaining lady and she's got great taste in music. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Julie and Ian and everybody who helps us put the show together here in the BBC in Salford. Thanks very much to the Beccapedia for her contributions. Thanks for listening, Mum. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Don't touch that dial, the great Don Letts is up next, and remember to feed your birds.
Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, I'm Don Letts, and once again I'll be crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds, setting you up for the week ahead. Or, if you're listening again, it'll soundtrack a midweek pause. To that end, you'll be hearing from the likes of Kindness, The Rulers, Rocket Juice and the Moon, Damien Gerardo, Martha Wainwright, Gang Colours and Gil Scott-Heron to name just a few. But to set the tone, a white label exclusive played by yours truly just last week, which seems to have caught your imagination, Lana Dubray's Video Games.